USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in New Orleans say controlled explosions fell two construction cranes, and they fell exactly as they'd hoped. The demolition was designed to bring down the cranes that were leaning precariously over a collapsed building. City Councilman Jason Williams says,
just underneath the asphalt is the main gas line that feeds the French Quarter. So had that crane come down on its own because of weather, because of rain, it could have damaged that gas line. It could have been a huge issue.
The next big problem is to retrieve the bodies of two dead workers at the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We know that we are safer now than we have been in the past 8 days.
Last week, the building pancaked down. One body was recovered earlier. The cause of the collapse is still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible since content of this message not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making it clear that he thinks the Democrats' impeachment inquiry is hurting the country and the State Department.
This has been unfair in the nth degree. We've got officers going up there to testify about important security-related matters without a State Department lawyer in the room, and then we're not being prepared to being allowed to know what it says. We're not able to protect the State Department. We're not able to protect the United States of America.
Pompeo on ABC's This Week. Also on the program, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who said Pompeo has been hampering the investigation.
The Secretary and the State Department have done everything humanly possible to impede, to obstruct, and not to provide information.
Three soldiers were killed at Fort Stewart, Georgia, when the armored Bradley fighting vehicle they were in rolled into the water during training. The soldiers were with the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team of the 3rd Infantry Division. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A number of Californians could lose their fire settlement money if they don't file a claim immediately. USA's John Hunt reports.
Over 100,000 Californians are eligible to receive payments for damages they suffered from a series of devastating wildfires over the last several years, but tens of thousands of them have not sought any compensation. They face a Monday deadline to file claims against Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility blamed for many of the fires and required to cover a wide range of wildfire-related losses as part of its bankruptcy plan. Concerned that as many as 70,000 victims may miss out on payments, attorneys filed papers to alert the bankruptcy judge that wildfire survivors, many still traumatized and struggling to get back on their feet, are still not aware of their rights to file a claim. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is agreeing to hear a case over the Trump administration's goal to quickly deport undocumented immigrants. The justices will hear an appeal of a ruling by a federal appeals court that blocked the quick deportation of a man from Sri Lanka. The Ninth Circuit in San Francisco found the federal law largely stripped the power of the courts to review quick deportations. The Trump administration says the case threatens to clog the U.S. immigration court system, and a decision from the high court is unlikely until early summer, which is in the middle of the presidential campaign. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.